Hello, everybody, and welcome to the I'm Doing Fine podcast. This is Jody, and today, me, Cameron, Bella, and Hallie are all going to be talking about adjusting to college, because that's a big topic, and we're all college students, and we all had to go through that transition of going from high school into where we are right now. And there are a lot of aspects of that that are difficult, and there are a lot of services here at Grand Valley that, looking back, none of us really knew about, especially during our freshman year of college. So in this podcast, what the four of us peer educators have done is kind of create a little bit of a survival guide for Grand Valley. And we would love to spend some time with you and talk with you more about it. So keep listening.
Yeah. So the first thing that I think we should all talk about is like, what surprised you about your like first time at college, like freshman year? What were the things? I can tell you for me, it was the amount of people, and like, cause everybody told me like there was going to be a ton of people on campus. And I was like, yeah, like I'm going to see, I'm just going to meet somebody new every day. And then I realized the fact that you really do see the similar people like throughout your entire 4 years. So that kind of surprised me.
Absolutely. It's so hard to develop these relationships. Like, we're so hopeful when we come into college and we want the experience to go well. But it's so easy to get discouraged when we have these high expectations for a new experience. And I'm going to be honest, I still feel like I'm transitioning and adjusting to college too. And I'm a junior, maybe.
I think what surprised me the most was just how long it takes to get to know people a little bit. Mm-hmm. Because I hadn't really met any new people since like kindergarten. Like my kindergarten class stayed very much the same all the way through my senior year of high school. And then I moved into freshman year of college and I was like, wait, I have to learn how to restart all like new friendships and form new relationships and things like that. And so a few weeks into college, I was like, why haven't I made my best friend yet? And I realized that forming those kind of bonds take a little bit of time.
Yeah, I definitely have to agree with everything you guys are saying. I came into Grand Valley not knowing anyone, not even my roommate, so that was a bit of a struggle. And I was also, like Jody was saying, struggling with making friends for a while. It took me like a few months before I met one person, and even then, just as an introvert, like, it took some time for me to warm up to that one person. So definitely like not having those expectations of like, you're going to come to college and meet all these people right away. Like that's okay. And just take the time that you need.
Yeah. I feel like that's such a big myth about college is you're going to meet your best friends here. Like I know my mom right before I left, she was just kind of like, you're going to meet your future bridesmaids. Like it's going to be your roommates. And like, I loved my roommates and I loved meeting new people. Like I'm a major extrovert, but I feel like finding those best friends that takes time. And it's not going to happen your first like week or month, but you will find your group. And when you do find your group, that is such an amazing feeling. Like I know with my current roommates, I adore them. And it just makes the whole college, like adjusting to college, like such a smoother transition.
Absolutely. It's so exciting when you finally do find like a little niche in college. You'll also find yourself too. You'll develop a lot of your identity. But also I found it difficult too when meeting new people and managing all these new experiences. I missed home too, and I missed my friends from home, and it was hard to find ways to keep in touch with them. Like the FaceTiming, texting just wasn't the same. So being prepared for some things are just really going to be different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it seems like the four of us have had fairly similar experiences. And I know that these experiences are probably shared by a bunch of other students, especially freshmen. Mm-hmm. But we're all upperclassmen here. So they're obviously we experience these things too still. And that's why as we were thinking of what to include in this podcast, we were like, you know, what would be very helpful would be to create the survival guide that I talked about right at the beginning. So we did put one together and we discussed not only relationships and forming friendships, just what the four of us were talking about, but also like a survival guide for how to get around Grand Valley and what are the and what are the important services that we offer here?
Okay, so yeah, now we're going to talk a little bit about like our like survival guide around GDV, and we're going to talk about it like specifically of like trying to find your like niche of relationships mm-hmm. and your niche of people. And so
I can begin, just talk about my experience about how I made my first best friend at Grand Valley. So I met my friend in a class, and it was through a group project. So if you're working in a group project, maybe start there. I know, I was kind of lucky. That kinda doesn't usually happen. But we just started with like hanging out outside of class for our group project. And then like, hey, let's do something outside of academics. Let's get lunch together somewhere mm-hmm. on campus. And then from there, we decided to join a student organization together. And the organization that we chose to go to was Asian Student Union. We were a little intimidated at first, of course, because we didn't know anyone else, and it's a pretty big organization. But day one, I definitely felt super welcomed. And as I mentioned earlier, I am an introvert, so I definitely had to push myself to go to these meetings and talk to people. But definitely finding a friend to go to this club meeting and just pushing myself to continue to go week after week was an awesome experience for me.
Yeah, I also met my best friend through a student org. So right at the beginning of freshman year, I knew that I wanted to join running club because it was something I had done in high school and I'd enjoyed it. But I also had kind of like a fractured one of my bones freshman year, so I couldn't run. But I went to like the club's meeting, and I sat next to this one girl, and we introduced ourselves to each other. And even though I couldn't show up right away, I like got her phone number, we started talking, and we became really good friends. And right now she is one of my roommates, and she's great. So that's how I met one of my best friends here on campus.
Yeah. Absolutely. And roommates are such an underutilized resource. I feel like sometimes it is scary to come into college. And mm-hmm. if you're getting a random roommate, you don't know how you're going to jive in a living situation with someone. But I'm going to be completely honest. I'm an introvert too. And so I kind of tagged along with my roommate, who was very extroverted. And she was happy to have me along. I would go with her to different campus events that I normally would be too afraid of going by myself, like that silent disco, which I think we're going to talk about Lakerlink a little bit later on too. But if you're bored, literally on a Monday night, I was bored on a Monday night, wanted to know what I could do. And you could go to a workshop for spoken Latin. Yes.
Oh, wow.
So if you want to learn how to speak Latin for free, any night, random clubs on campus will do this stuff. And you're only as bored as you make it. Like, there are so many options.
Oh yeah, so like definitely if you're going to be on campus, looking at like the campus events, like the events calendar is so useful, because like it's a great way to get to know people and to experience new things. Like for me, I know that I tend to lean on the more nerdy side of things, like I love reading. And so they have the book club, and so the book club is on like the events, and so I'll go there. And I have had this experience, like I think, or at least I hope everybody in this room has had this experience, where it's like you meet people in Grand Valley and they are so nice. Mm-hmm. Like just saying hi to somebody, like, and they'll be like, hi, how are you? Like, I've always had great experiences with my peers. And so like just going out there and just maybe like you're in line at like Starbucks and you just start talking to the person next to you. And it's such like a great experience.
Yes, I totally agree. I literally met one of the closest friends I have today just on the bus. It was during the pandemic. I was really lonely. Mm-hmm. I was living on the Pew campus, which can be a little bit isolating. Anyone who decides to live in Pew, it's excellent. So fun to be in the city. But it's hard when you're away from the Allendale campus. Mm-hmm. So I literally was just on the way to get some food from Panda Express, And I talked to someone randomly on the Laker line, and we keep in touch to this day. We always hang out. And so you never know where those opportunities, those connections for opportunities may be.
Yeah. So shifting gears a little bit into like the specifics of like the stuff that you can use around campus, like the services. Mm-hmm. Like I know for Grand Valley, we have a ton of centers on campus, mm-hmm. and they're scattered throughout the entire like location. Like there's the Women's Center, which mm-hmm. is in Kirkhoff. There's the LGBTQ Center,
which is also in Kirkhoff.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right, yeah.
That's a great place to be, honestly. Yeah. If you're just looking for somewhere to go, an event.
Yeah. I've been to the LGBTQ Center multiple times, and it's a super welcoming environment. I also know that they have a lot of different groups. So mm-hmm. they have a group for designed specifically for first-year students. Mm-hmm. So if you're feeling like it's your first year here and you want somewhere to go, I would recommend that, honestly. They also have different groups for students of color. They have groups for trans and non-binary students. So they have a lot of just really cool options and also some fun events that you can all see on their website. So.
Yeah. Same with the LGBT or the Women's Center. Mm-hmm. Like the Women's Center has like a ton of different events that they also have on their website. And looking at like their website and what they do, like it's all like really, really great stuff. And like there's also like the Writing Center, the Career Center, the Multicultural Affairs. Mm-hmm. Like on the GVSU website, if you go to students and you just look to see like what all they offer like for students,
yeah.
the list is so long mm-hmm. and it's all free and it's really great stuff to use and like take advantage of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like even shifting gears a tiny bit from services that are like designed to help you like reach out to certain people or a little bit more like identity type services, there's also stuff that's like very beneficial to just like basic health needs. Mm-hmm. So you've got the health center that's on campus. It's right on the south campus, right by the south apartments and the campus view apartments right there.
Mm-hmm.
You also have like a food pantry. I know one is on the Pew campus in the Stilgis library area, and then another one is kind of in the library area on the Allendale campus, sort of in between Kirkhoff and the library. And that's just like a shelf that is pretty constantly restocked with food and is also stocked with pads and tampons. So mm-hmm. that's just kind of like a thing that I recently learned that Grand Valley does, and I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. My freshman year, I had a professor that when it was about November, he was mm-hmm. like, if you bring in food, like for the food drive, I will give you extra credit. And I was like, give me that extra credit. So I knew about that resource mm-hmm. and I thought it was really cool that Grand Valley has that. Which another really cool resource that GV has that I use every day is mm-hmm. the bus.
Absolutely. We're talking about on-campus services, but if there's somewhere that you need to go that is not on the main campus, or even you just want to make your way out to downtown, you can always transfer the line. But right now, here's a brief overview of the Laker line. So if you're taking classes between campuses, Pew, Allendale, that's going to be a free, easy way to make it. So make sure that you always have your student ID because that is the bus fare. And you're also going to want to remember that eastbound is going to Allendale and westbound is going to Pew. But if you forget this, just remember to go to the stop that's on the opposite side of where you were dropped off. I remember freshman year.
That would be
insane. Yes. I had an adventure with my roommate freshman year.
Actually.
She didn't know how to get back. She's like, let's just ride the bus all the way down. And I thought, okay, why not?
Same thing. Yeah. I was like, it's adventure time.
My roommate is so scared, she says, to ride the bus because she's afraid she's going to accidentally end up downtown. But I promise you it's not that confusing.
And that wouldn't be the worst thing either.
Oh, yeah.
Downtown's awesome. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Another reason you'd be taking the bus I know if you're avoiding downtown, that's all well and good, but if you're trying to get to Meijer to get your groceries, there are a few things that you're going to want to remember as a college student before you go there. I know I got myself into some trouble getting a little food haul and remembering that I indeed had to take it all back on the bus with me. So I've gotten some recommendations from friends to get little wagons that you can carry your groceries in. You can get those grocery bag grips. There's plenty of options you have to like make it easier to transport. And of course, plan your trip. So Google Maps is the primary way that I get around and even do transfers to different lines. So make sure that you're being aware of your surroundings, just being safe whenever you're traveling. Yeah. And traveling, whether on the bus or on foot.
Yeah. Especially on foot, it can be a little more scary walking around campus at night. I definitely had an experience my freshman year where I realized, you know, in the first few weeks, I didn't really know campus very well. And so at night, like in the dark, it looks even more scary. It seems more bigger than it is. And so I was attending a concert at the Performing Arts Center, you know, just like I checked the events calendar, saw something that I wanted to do. But then I realized I have no idea how to get back to my dorm, and I was all by myself and it was dark and I felt really scared. And so I remembered that we have this thing called the Safe Walk Program. And how I used it at the time was I just called GVPD, which you can reach at 616-331-3255. And I just called them up and said, hey, I would like to use your Safe Walk Program. I'm all by myself and I just would like someone to walk me back to my dorm. They came right away. A woman walked me back to my dorm, made me feel super safe and comfortable. And she gave me tips on like how I can feel safer in the future, which was, it genuinely came down to like, one, take a friend with me to the events that I go to. And also two, like, in the daytime, really study the campus. And so if I feel comfortable with directions in the daytime, I'll feel more comfortable at nighttime. But yeah,
definitely talking about like GV's like campus, I can talk a little bit about like the spotlight spaces and like that you can like recognize to like know how to get around. And because I know for me, my freshman year, I went to a high school with 7,000 students, and we had three high schools on once. This wasn't like a major leap for me, but I still was like, where am I?
It can be confusing.
Yeah. So just a little map of like Allendale. So obviously there's the big clock tower. Like that's a pretty easy, like, oh, I can spot the clock tower. Then also knowing like the clock tower is next to Kirkhoff, and from, if you're at the clock tower and you turn right, if your back is to Kirkhoff and you just keep going straight, that'll take you to all of like the lake buildings. Mm-hmm. And that's where you can also see the Blue Arch. And the Blue Arch, if you like go through that, don't actually go through it. There's like the taboo around going through
that's
the arch.
That's the most important part of this podcast.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. But if you are at the Blue Arch, then you can go to like the Blue Bridge, which crosses there. And then you'll find yourself by Padnos. And if you turn left, then you'll go back to the clock tower. But if you turn right, then you're starting going into freshman land. And so like just kind of knowing all of how like those big like spotlight spaces are located and how they all kind of interconnect can really help you like remember where you are on campus. And also, when in doubt, if you are like me, freshman year, you always knew where the Starbucks was. And then you can always spotlight from the Starbucks most of those like big spaces. And on Pew, so my first class was on Pew this year, and so I had no idea where anything was, and I was like a little overwhelmed by it. But again, like it's know where the clock tower is, know where Starbucks is, and it'll be pretty easy to navigate. And when in doubt, also ask somebody because they have been so nice to me.
Yeah, speaking of asking people, if you go, you're talking about the clock tower and everything, like, like away from Kirkhoff area, but if you turn and go the other way, you're facing the library, which is the huge building with all the windows that are getting redone right now.
Yeah.
and I happen to work in the library, shameless plug, and we have maps of Allendale campus at the service desk there. So if you're ever lost and you're like, I don't know where I am at all, the library is a pretty generalized building on campus that offers help and maps. So
yeah,
that's one place you could go. But also, like, now that we're kind of shifting gears
into
the library.
Like shifting gears into like understanding more about the library, but also like how you can prepare for life on Grand Valley's campus. Like talking a little bit about like to prepare for the weather and like to dress for the weather, because it's like snowy. I remember my freshman year.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Well, so I lived on the other side of the state and I had never really known like a lot of snow. And then I came to this side of the state and it was like up to stop signs. And I was like, I'm a 5'2 woman. And this snow is taller than me.
Yeah. And
my parents were like,
I have always lived in West Michigan area. So honestly, I was prepared for the snow. Mm. I have multiple winter coats. I have gloves. I have mittens because I'm also someone who's always cold. So I brought winter boots. Yeah, that is a very important part of surviving at Grand Valley from, like, I want to say November through April.
Yeah. Well, and I was not prepared. Like, it was November, and I was like, oh, I'm not going to really need my winter coat. No, I needed my winter coat.
So this podcast should be coming out before we go head home for Thanksgiving break. So this is your friendly reminder to grab all your winter supplies when you're home.
Absolutely. That when you're preparing to go home too, just make sure that you're being mindful of the roads. I'm from out of state, just outside of Chicago, and make sure you're planning your trips home too in advance. It makes it so much easier. And also, anyone else out of state in here? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
It can definitely be a form of culture shock as well. If I'm not from Michigan, so coming here, coming out of state to a new college, adjusting to that, definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Makes sense. I can talk a little bit about like the culture shock of Grand Valley. Like, obviously I went to a school with like 7,000 other students. And so I like definitely, it's just different. Like the west side versus the east side of Michigan, it was just very different. And it was also very fascinating for me to experience like a new way of life, because like I grew up in like suburbia, you know, like it was very much like house after house after house. Mm-hmm. And then if you're driving around here, it's like farms.
Empty.
Yeah, it's empty. And like I really was excited about my opportunity to get to know Michigan a little bit better. And also, like, just experience and, like, understand this new way of life. It was really cool. Mm-hmm.
It was like a... Absolutely. I mean, yeah, I kind of didn't know that Grand Valley was in farmland until I came to visit here. And I don't mind that. I like it, and I love the nature. I love the ravines. But being from Chicago, I certainly was prepared a little bit for the weather here. But I miss certain aspects of being back at home. I miss some of the bigger buildings and more of the hustle bustle. So thankfully we have options at Grand Valley. Like I keep mentioning, I mentioned the Pew campus a lot because it's where I spend a lot of my time. But if you are like me and you wanna get out of the Allendale area, you can totally live downtown and you can kind of learn a new city and reintegrate those aspects that maybe you missed.
Yeah. That was one of my favorite things about Grand Valley, like when I was picking schools, was the fact that you kind of got the best of both worlds. Like you got to experience a downtown, but you also got to experience like the countryside. Mm-hmm. And I loved that about Grand Valley. I loved the fact that I was able to have like Hannah Montana moment, best of both worlds.
kind of like speaking of downtown, and I know some of us live there, some of us don't, but I'm going back to what we were saying earlier about forming relationships and how really, even though we've talked about all these services throughout this whole podcast, that aspect of forming relationships is really at the base mm-hmm. of all those things. I kind of think we should talk about homesickness maybe and ways to combat that with activities we can do around campus.
Yeah, I definitely, the homesickness really hit home for me. Like, I have a bunch of my dogs and I missed them so much my freshman year. And like seeing dogs around campus and only just made it like, it was like I miss my dogs, but like it's a dog in front of me. And so definitely I felt that freshman year. And so one thing that really, really helped me was just really leaning on my friends. You know, what we did is we had in the whole month of October, we watched either a scary movie or like a Halloween movie.
That's fine.
Like every night. And we would just do homework while we were doing it. But it's the fact that we were doing something together and like having that connection was really important for me.
Mm-hmm. And say you were like me, freshman year, who didn't necessarily have friends right away. It's totally okay to call your friends from home, call your parents, FaceTime your family, whoever that you already have like those built like relationships with, because that will give you some more immediate comfort. And then since you can't FaceTime your friends and family the whole time, just try to keep yourself involved and distracted with your classes, with just events on campus.
Yeah, I found myself just feeling a little bit homesick for, I'm from a pretty large family. So that like feeling of like sitting down and eating dinner together most nights, which was just very different going into college and thinking like, oh, I don't have anybody to eat lunch with today. And very weird for me too, just having grown up with siblings like my same exact age. But something that my friends didn't really start doing until second semester of college was every single Sunday night, and we still do it to this day. We get together, just like me and 5-6 other people, and we make dinner on Sunday nights and eat it together.
I love that.
Yes.
I love those traditions. Those are like the things that make, I don't know, just developing these relationships so much richer. We're adults now when we can choose who we associate with and we have these traditions and we make these lives for ourselves. And also I wanted to mention too, again, I didn't have very many friends my freshman year either. And if you tend to have trouble like developing these relationships, you find yourself on your own a lot. One thing that helped me was to decorate my dorm. And to spend a lot of time making my space, my personal space, something that was really warm and inviting. And I felt like represented me and it made me feel a little bit less lonely.
Yeah, that's cool. A big one. Aw. I like definitely making your space like super cozy. Like I remember it was over Thanksgiving break and my mom and I both went shopping. And there was this giant sweater, and I'm a big fan of a big sweater. And she looked at me and she was just kind of like, this, you have to get this. And I was like, I don't know. Like, it's huge. It was like an XXL. And she was like, no, it's going to be you in your dorm and you're going to be wearing it. You're going to be cozy.
It's like a big hug.
And I still, to this day, will wear that sweater. And I think about how my mom just like it'll be you and it'll be cozy and so like finding those like personal touches. And something else that I really wanted to bring up is like having memories around campus and like remembering those like moments fondly is another really great way to like ground yourself in the community at Grand Valley, because I can tell you like looking back at my freshman year and like I could like see myself in like third person, like doing like fun things with my friends and like having those fun memories. And it's like, it's really a great bonding thing when you can look at a space and like remember those memories
I
so
agree
well.
Completely.
And you have some mementos, right? Too, your pants that you took.
Yes.
Yes.
So, okay. I have a whole list of things that I'm going to talk about later to do with you and your friends. But one thing that I do, and like it's kind of fun and a little like chaotic, is I wore white pants to the last football game. And I just went up to people and I was like, hey, do you want to sign my pants? So now I have a ton of like GV students, like signatures on this pants. And I'm going to keep wearing them. So if you see me sign my pants.
No, less can be as iconic as
Cameron. But like, it's like such a great way to get to know people. And it's like, I'll be able to hold on to those for the rest of my life. And that's just, again, attaching memories to things. Because one big thing about, I think, the college experience is allowing yourself to have fun. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, we're here for classes, to get an education, to have all of these things, but also to enjoy the moment. That is so huge. And so talking like a little bit about like fun things that you can do with your friends, like my friends and I, we will go to like a thrift, like an old bookstore, and like we'll get coffee together, we'll have a movie night, we'll have a self-care night. My roommates now, we have themed dinners, so once a month.
That's fun.
Yeah, we'll like dress up as a theme. Like last month we did types of dads, and I was sport dad. But you can also do like karaoke, you can go get brunch, like across from Meyer, you can take the bus and go to Peppermill. And then there's also Murphy's, which I've never been to, but my
I go to Murphy's so often with my family. I love Murphy's.
Yeah, my roommates have my roommates have been telling me they're like, you need to go. But also like downtown Grand Rapids has like concerts going on all the time, and they're actually pretty inexpensive. But also there's tons of things to do in downtown Grand Rapids, which I will insert in here. If you're gonna go to downtown, please be safe. Like especially at night, like just make sure that you're like aware of your surroundings and like just
don't walk alone.
Yeah, don't walk alone. Yeah,
don't walk in dimly lit areas.
Yeah, of course. But there are some really fun things to do in Grand Rapids. Like there's so many different coffee shops. Mm-hmm. My freshman year, my roommates and I, we would go to study at different coffee shops to try to figure out which one had the best coffee. Then there's also, you can go to different restaurants. Like there's so many museums. There's the Riverwalk. There was Art Prize earlier.
I know, I've been to Rose Park Circle in the wintertime.
Yeah.
I've also been to the Graham, the art museum.
Yeah.
It is free. I looked it up. It is free on Tuesday afternoons and on Thursday, like late afternoons and nights.
That's good. Because I
do remember like 2 years ago one time going, I was pretty sure it was free.
Yeah.
So yeah.
We love free as college students.
We do.
Yeah. And so we talked a lot about like all the great things that Grand Valley offers and like all the different services and all the different centers. And we've talked about like fun things to do with your friends, like forming relationships, really getting to know everybody. And so shifting gears again to talking about like what could be like some of the struggles to adjusting to college, and that could be classes.
Yeah. I know for me, switching from high school classes into college classes was a very big jump. So we all have had different experiences and different classes that we've gone through. But one thing that's helped me, and maybe it was because, as I mentioned earlier, that I worked there, but was knowing some of the library's resources. So even just the library's website, like working your way around that, becoming comfortable on that, because there's so many databases and journals and articles that we have access to as students. There's also access to, like, you can get in contact with different librarians if you're confused about a certain class. And what else can you do on the library's website? You can get access to like movies sometimes. I don't know, there was a lot on there that I just didn't know. And even inside the library's building, there's the Knowledge Market, which has the Writing Center, which we've mentioned a little bit earlier. So if you need help with homework, it is a great place to go. Yeah.
Yeah. Like back to like the whole movie night thing. I know for me, like I don't have access to all of like the Netflix and Hulu's, but if you go on GV, there's a solid chance that that movie might be on the GVSU library.
There is.
For a class earlier this week, we had to watch On the Basis of Sex, and it was on the library's like website. Ooh. And I loved that movie. I was so excited. I was just like, now I can watch it whenever I want.
Yeah.
So
yeah, definitely nice.
Yeah, definitely using the library's resources is a big one.
Well, there's other ways to utilize, okay, there's other things to do too if you're struggling in classes. I know Hallie, you were maybe going to mention office hours or
other ways that you can succeed? Yeah, so just for me in general, I'm not sure about your experiences with college classes, but I felt like it was a big jump from high school and having a lot of responsibility, getting yourself to go to classes, mm-hmm. Being on top of everything when you're in class, and then having all that extra work outside of class. Those are the major changes that I experienced from high school. And so, sometimes it is hard to keep up with your homework. And something that I had to learn myself was to ask for help. And you can do that in class by talking to your professor after class. You can do that by sending an email.
Yeah. And also, if you are feeling overwhelmed in class, take a break. Or with all your homework, just take a break, take a nap, give yourself some time, do some self-care, because it's not going to do any good if you are just trying to push through. It becomes really hard and it becomes overwhelming. So being able to allow yourself the space and the cognitive ability to just take care of yourself. And sometimes the best thing that you can do is take a nap and take a break.
Wise words from Cameron.
Yeah, that goes on a t-shirt, y'all.
Sometimes though, when you're doing the self-care and that's just not helping, there's still other resources. And as peer ed, we definitely have a suggestion for you.
Yeah, absolutely. We've talked about all these different great services on Grand Valley's campus. We've talked about our own experiences a little bit. We've talked about how to form and create new relationships with people. But even with all these exciting things and helpful resources on campus, it's a difficult journey, and it's okay to not feel like you're enjoying your time here or you're enjoying yourself or the relationships that you're forming. So as peer eds, we did want to talk about the Counseling Center just a little bit and make sure that you know that the Counseling Center here on campus is a place where you can come to and you can feel safe and a place you can contact and people are here and want to help you.
Yeah, I always like to think about the University Counseling Center is that if you're gonna fall, we're here to support you.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. We are here to make sure that Grand Valley is a place where you feel safe and you feel welcomed and that you feel that you will be okay. And even if you're not feeling that way right now, reaching out is the first step.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So we wanted to end on that note. But thank you so much for joining us in our talk about all the services that Grand Valley has and our talk about our experiences. We hope that our little survival guide was super helpful. To end, Bella's going to lead in a little bit of a meditation.
Absolutely. I know we talked a little bit about school and you might be feeling a little bit stressed thinking about all the assignments, the tasks you have to do. So let's redirect our focus with a little bit of a positivity script, some guided meditation. And so we're going to begin now. Close your eyes and allow every worry, task, and negative thought to float away. You have no time for them here. And so you let each of them go, every bad thought, every fear, and every worry. Watch them all float away on the great big ocean in your mind. As you sit on the shore, you hear a voice in the distance telling you, today I am happy. Today I am capable. Today I am worthy. The voice loops over and over. Today I am happy. Today I am capable. Today I am worthy. As the voice continues speaking, you watch the waves caused by your thoughts settle. The great ocean before you becomes still and clear. Today I am happy. Today I am capable. Today I am worthy. Slowly, without turning, your eyes still on the clear water, you realize that the voice is coming from within you. You open your mouth and speak it out loud. Today, I am happy. Today, I am capable. Today, I am worthy.